Thanks, Kyle. Customer support. This is Juanita. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Joan Kelly, and I have a charge on my credit card.
I'd be
For
more than
last
happy
month.
to help you with that one. You can go ahead.
It's a charge from last month on the 27th of May of last month, and I'd like to know what it. I want it removed because I didn't order anything from you.
May I have your zip code?
33415.
And may I have the first and last name on that account?
Christopher Serafin. Serafin.
Okay, let's try this another way. Your first name is Christopher.
Yes.
And that last name, can you spell that for me?
Serafin.
F-I-N?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not putting up an account by that.
F as in Frank.
Okay. Just a moment. And that was Serafin.
S is in Sam. F is in Frank. I-N.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm looking for this account.
Oh, I heard someone saying hello.
Okay. Okay. Can you verify that address for me?
5364 Bosque, Bosque, Lane, Apartment 123, West Palm Beach, Florida.
You said West Palm Beach, Florida?
Yes. 33415.
I'm not putting up an account with that name.
Do you want the order number? I guess it's the order number that I have on here.
May I have your address again so I can type it in here?
5364 Bosque, capital B O S Q U E Lane, L A N E.
No, I'm not pulling up our account by that name or that address.
Well,
by chance, do you have the first six and the last four of your card number so I can look it up?
Yeah, I have it.
Can I get the first six and the last four of your card number? Starting with the first six.
4104.
One more number. Okay, and that's 41043, and let me get the last four.
5781.
Okay, by chance, do you know Jonah Kelly?
Yes.
Okay, yes. And they have your address right here. But they have 5364 Basque Lane, apartment 123, West Palm Beach, Florida.
Correct.
Okay, so this who is this person to you, may I ask?
That's my son.
Okay, so your son has an account with us. On a date of May the 27th, he tried to win a mixer. And when he tried to win that mixer, it told him in a term and condition that he'd be enrolled in the Bites Hub app. And that Bites Hub app is an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy to cut sugar and carbs. That payment of $59.89 that you're seeing is the monthly payment for that app.
That's ridiculous because he never ordered that and neither did I.
It's up on his name, Joan Kelly. The email is kjoan4173@gmail.com. And the phone number on this account matches the number that you just called me from. And that address that I just read to you, which is 5364 Basque Lane, apartment 123, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33415, is on this account.
Well, that's ridiculous because he never ordered it. And I certainly didn't order it.
You don't have to order it. It's basically, when you enter a contest to win the mixer, you're not buying the mixer. You're paying for a ticket to win a mixer. But in the term and condition, it tells you that you're not getting the mixer. You're actually entering a contest to win the mixer. And when you win the mixer, it tells you that they will send you an email when you win the mixer. And the term and condition also says that your information will be automatically enrolled in the Bites Hub app. That payment for the Bites Hub app is what's showing up on your account.
Well, obviously, he didn't understand that. I never did anything like that. And he didn't understand it. He's only a kid.
Okay. Just a moment. Yes, I was speaking to my manager checking on this account. So, instead of the payment for $59.89, I can give you your monthly payment for $20 a month if you stay with us.
Excuse me?
I can drop you. What was
no,
that?
No, I don't want this at all. This is canceled, and I want my money back, or I'll report it to the bank, to the Visa.
I do understand that, but if you do report it to the bank and they call us and get the information from us, it's going to go against your son because the account is under your son's name.
Right.
Yeah, so I can get this account canceled from right here. I'm canceling the account right now, just a moment. Okay, I have this account canceled for you. Now, the only payment that we have from you is the payment of $59.89 on the date of May the 27th.
I want that returned, please.
I'm checking on that right now. Just a second. Okay, I can issue you a $54.89 back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I have that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Just a second while I get this refunded back to your account.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you might want to take your card off of his phone or tablet, yeah, because this account was made right up under your son's name with your information, with your card.
Right. I'm trying to teach him responsible use, so I gave him a credit card to use at school.
Okay.
And stuff. And obviously this was a mistake because he never read anything, and maybe he thought he was getting me a mixer. I don't know what it was. But
yeah, he probably seen that he can win a mixer, and he probably said, I'm going to get my mother a mixer. So that's probably what happened. But I do have that $54.89 going back to your account, and this account is closed, so there won't be any more charges from this account.
Thank you.
You're
your
welcome.
Name is?
Sharnita.
Sharnita?
Yes, ma'am.
And this is the company name?
This is a third-party company. We work with multiple vendors and multiple accounts. But the app that he had was the Bites Hub app.
What was the name of the app?
Bites Hub.
Bites, V-I-C-E?
B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
B-I-T-E-S.
H-U-B.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.